Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. A powerful woman in the U.S. tech sector is urging other females in the business world to take chances and fight to get ahead. Lean In is the name of the new book by Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. She's come under fire for putting all responsibility for advancement on women rather than on companies. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports, that's fine with the women who turned out to hear her today.
As a Harvard MBA and tech executive role model, Sheryl Sandberg had a lot of fans in the room. 500 people invited by the New England Venture Capital Association were inside, many clutching her book, Lean In. Some of their companies had bought it for them, required reading. Another 500 people were on the waiting list.
For me, this is a really important audience. This is like being at home.
Sandberg told the crowd she's proud to have started a conversation about how to move more women into corporate leadership.
If we understand that these stereotypes are holding women back, we can change them. There's someone who works for me at Facebook. He came to me the other day, and we just did our 360 reviews, and he said, "I haven't read your book," which is career-limiting for him.
In an interview afterward with WBUR, Sandberg spelled out why she thinks the tech sector has a real chance to boost the percentage of women executives.
In every industry, women in leadership positions ranges from the low teens to the high teens.
She says the technology industry has more freedom to write new rules. Startups are all about changing the status quo, and that, she says, is what women need.
I think technology is a great career for a woman. I mean, talk about a career where you can make your own hours, where people expect you to be very, very much on your own terms. I think it's fantastic.
And because tech companies have the potential to grow quickly, there can be more opportunities for women to get experience and lead. She encourages women not to be afraid of those chances, not to be afraid of being considered aggressive, to push back against the stereotypes. But Sandberg says men also need to be mindful of those stereotypes and need to work harder to hire, promote, and retain women.
I think the most important thing we're doing at Facebook that's different, and that's what Lean In is trying to do for all the other companies out there who join, is we talk about gender. At Facebook, we will say to someone, I say to someone all the time, if you're thinking about having children one day, you don't ever have to talk to me about it. That's your business. But if you want to talk to me about it, my door is open. Come talk to me anytime. I want to help you. I want to help you take a leave and then come back if you want to. You know, in most companies, we never talk about gender, ever. And so we leave women on their own. And we know that that's not working. We know those are the years when we lose women.
That message of changing expectations encouraged many younger women at the event. Hannah Fleischman works in marketing for the Cambridge startup HubSpot. She likes how Sandberg called on the mothers in the audience to get their daughters hooked on technology.
Definitely. I mean, just recognizing that, even calling that out so blatantly, is going to make such a difference in the coming years for younger girls becoming engineers.
For others, Sandberg's message hit them directly. Anam Hussein also works for HubSpot. At just 22 years old, she has already led initiatives at the company. Reading Sandberg's book, Hussein could identify with emotions like self-doubt.
And I thought that I was maybe the only one who thought those things. And then you hear someone like Sheryl be honest about how she has that voice in her head, too. And it's heartwarming to know that we're not alone and we're not just these crazy psychotic girls with weird voices in our head.
After the event, Hussein went to work, thinking about things that many women have thought about before her, but feeling a little bit better about it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.